You can start whenever.
Awesome. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Everyone out there, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you on this beautiful Friday night. Yes, we're still in the Zoom era and we're not at the masjid quite as yet, but inshallah ta'ala that will hopefully come soon. Alhamdulillah, we have a beautiful program tonight with a Muslim youth group at ISOC here. Titled, you know, what has it really been like? And we're having a youth and a parent panel discussion, but how has it been with the family dynamics? Obviously, we're, you know, through 4 to 5 or 5 to 6 months in this quarantine, being at home. And, you know, that's also brings some stress to the family. It could bring a lot of benefit to the family. We're about to find out tonight exactly what that is. And especially for the, you know, the parents, being home, or sometimes a lot of parents, unfortunately, might be, laid off from their work or looking for a job or, you know, working at home, different things. And then, of course, we have the youth that are stuck to their screen all day long, taking classes, doing other things, if you will. And so that dynamic is very, very important to see how that's been going on. And so why are we having this for? First and foremost, like every time we talk about youth and parents, there's always issues that sometimes youth want to bring up or parents want to bring up, but they just don't because they don't have that forum in the house, or so, you know, they don't have that opportunity at times. So we want to use a program like this to, inshallah ta'ala, bring up certain topics that we can talk about that could benefit all of us. So when we find that when one parent is going through something, or one youth is going through something, there's a pretty good chance that there's many others going through a very same thing. And so that's one of the objective of having this dialogue tonight. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, "Babil walidaini ihsana," that to your parents, you should do ihsan. You should do, not just do good to them, but do excellence to them. Like go beyond, if you will. And you know, all the youth out there kind of cringe and they're like, oh, I know, I need to improve on that. And that's hard, it's hard. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them that maqam, gives them that ranking, if you will, of that respect and honor of being parents. And parents are not flawless. They're going to make mistakes. But nonetheless, that respect and that honor is still given there. And this is something we have in our beautiful deen. At the same time, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he is not from us, meaning that he is not from my following, who doesn't respect the elders and doesn't have mercy to the young ones, if you will, or the youth. And so the Prophet is saying that there needs to be respect for the elders. And look at that word respect. Respect means whether that person's right or wrong, you have that respect, right? They do something that might not be right, but the way you correct them is in a respectful form, right? So it doesn't matter if your parents are right or wrong. There has to be respect in terms of that relationship. And then the Prophet said that to the youth, you have to have mercy to them, because the youth, we all know, mashallah, mashallah, they're very smart. They think they know everything, how the world functions really well, right? And so they want to tell you, like, you know, mom, you don't even know how to use your phone. Let me show you, right? You don't even know what Zoom is, you know, right? And et cetera. So I'm going to show you how to log on for tonight's program. And so all these different things. And then sometimes they're going to slip up and they might do something. And that might not be correct, all right? Or they might do, obviously, exactly what you want them to do. But the Prophet ﷺ said that you have to have that rahmah, that mercy towards them. So that's that balance that this beautiful deen gives us. So we definitely want to speak about that tonight. So introducing myself, Shahid Ali, the youth director at ISOC here. We have a beautiful panel of individuals here. We have Sister Narjis that's here, alhamdulillah, that's in our local community. We have our sister Nadia, who's on the MYG board there, mashallah, for her first year on the board helping the youth. And then we have a tag team, mother and daughter, combination. They're so close, they can't disagree with themselves. They're going to be interested. I thought they're going to go different rooms, but they decided to do it together, mashallah. So this So you have to agree with each other now, Maryam. You have nowhere to go. We have Sister Maryam, alhamdulillah,
yeah,
that's
exactly
here. That's also part of our MYG board, alhamdulillah. And of course, her mother, or her respected mother, Sister Rhonda, alhamdulillah, that's involved also with OCS and other things, alhamdulillah. And then we have another youth, our board member, Brother Ibrahim, that's there, alhamdulillah, that's going to be helping with our dialogue in our conversation for tonight. So before I even start, I want to put a poll up there. I'm going to ask our Brother Ibrahim Maju, that's our Zoom ambassador, manager, director, to put up a question out there. And what I want to do before we even start dialoguing with our panel members, or our panelists, if you will, is that I want the youth to answer this question. And that question is, has your relationship with your parents or guardian, whoever you have in your house, has become better or less during the quarantine? Okay? I know, just be honest. You don't have to put your name there. We're not going to track you down or anything like that. So if you could do that, and I think if something popped up on the screen here, let me see. There you go. So there it goes. It's up there, mashallah. And there's some other poll questions we have. Another one is, do you feel like you have more time to improve yourself, your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your parents during quarantine? And then another question we have is, have you picked up any good habits or hobbies during quarantine, right? So that's a lot like a time management type thing, if you will. So let's start with a question here. And first and foremost, we'll start off easy and we'll dive deeper, if you will. And that is, how are you managing your daily affairs at home? Like I said, sometimes parents are working, kids are supposed to be on doing their schoolwork on their laptop or their computer. And like I said, everyone's kind of bundled up at home. So just in general, just kind of warm up question, I'll ask maybe Sister Rhonda and Sister Maryam, how have that relationship, that dynamics of managing the household been so far in this last 4 or 5 months?
Yeah, actually it has been pretty interesting, you know, having all the family sitting at home with me. We're trying to manage our time. Alhamdulillah, I have two older ones. They are in high school. So basically you can say they are independent. Yeah. But I have the one just started middle school. She still needs my help. I have her downstairs in the kitchen area. So keep an eye on her. She is not chatting with her friends. She's doing her work. Yep. The most difficult task that I go through. She's logging in on time. Having virtual learning is kind of a brand new experience for those kiddos. So they need time to adjust for that. So alhamdulillah, this year, you know, because we started like half of the year last year. So this year, alhamdulillah, they are way much better than before. But we're managing our time. Alhamdulillah, we're still enrolled at OCS. Maryam, she's in high school, yeah. Public system. So, alhamdulillah, they are doing wonderful. We're thankful, alhamdulillah.
I think on my end, time management has actually been a lot easier because I now have like the entire day to like plan out my entire schedule. So yes, I take into consideration like when my classes are, but then following before or maybe after, I have, you know, the capacity to kind of like make my own schedule. And ways that I've been organized a lot is like making sure like I have everything listed down, like deadlines that are coming up, tests that I need to complete. I think that's a really great way of organizing yourself. And I always make sure to like have like a to-do list like for the next day. So that way, like I start off my day, I already know what I need to get done. So I think that's one of the things that like I've picked up during quarantine and I've been implementing for this school year. So that's one of like the good things I've gotten out of it. And so I think in terms of like time management, I've been doing pretty well so far, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah, good. We're gonna see if you're one of the only ones that have this thing locked down. We're gonna find out pretty soon. How about Sister Narjis, dealing with your family, how's your managing daily affairs and with the kids and school and your own work, et cetera?
JazakAllah for holding this session. I was wondering when it was going to happen because I think back in May, June, it was such a roller coaster. I think that things have gotten a lot better and we're feeling like this is our new norm. I think just being a bit more patient as parents, learning to manage their emotions, kids. I have four different ages. So once in a while, if I'm seeing that somebody is not in their mood, you know, we give them that space, give them their time to kind of come back and talk to us when they're ready. Because there's not a lot of activities going on outside for them. So maybe bringing in some food from outside to kind of, you know, get them a little bit excited. I see that the kids are doing some retail therapy on their own, ordering a lot of stuff online. one of the things that I noticed is I think once the school started back, we decided to just, you know, have a structure and let everybody tell us, okay, what's your schedule? What's going on? When are some of the quiet times? And then just, you know, work with what their needs are. So it's kind of become a lot better. It was very difficult prior to summer.
That's good. I mean, you brought up a great point about consideration, understanding what the kids are going through. Of course, Michelle, the kids are understanding what you're going through, et cetera. You brought up the word mood, right? And, you know, when you can't go out as a youth or even as a parent, right? Just your normal, you know, daily routine, just getting out of the house. That's a lot of stress kind of breaking just to get out of the house, et cetera. So that's something you're saying, yeah, way back in May, that probably would have been a good time for us to dialogue about this. But anyhow, we're lagging a little bit. How about Sister Nadia? How's been your function at your house?
Well, quarantine's pretty much been, for me personally, it's kind of been a humongous difference between school and home environment because it's like completely different for us. Now we're constantly seeing our parents. We're constantly being surrounded by family. And it's kind of hard sometimes because now that my parents are like able to see what I'm doing constantly, it's all like, what are you doing? They're constantly checking in on me, constantly seeing, constantly asking questions. And on my part, sometimes it does get annoying and frustrating. But for the most part, other than that, it's been pretty good. I feel like I've developed a better relationship with my parents. I've gotten to understand them more. And we've actually done a lot of stuff that without quarantine, we probably wouldn't have gotten to. We probably wouldn't have understood each other the way we do now.
Right. Good. And I actually want to transition to the next question. That was my poll question. We're going to get to the poll in a bit and see what the numbers are. But Ibrahim, maybe we could transition right into you. Has your relationship with your family in your household, do you think that has gone better? And not just your own household, actually. No, let me make it broader. In terms of your other friends you know also, you know, that you talk to, et cetera, do you think that has increased that relationship with their mom and dad or their brother and their sister? Or do you think that just being at home so much ends up being a little bit more stressful and kind of like Sister Nadia is saying, there's a lot of eyes watching, a lot of maybe a little bit more nagging, what everyone's doing, personal spaces maybe becoming, you know, invading. What have you heard or experienced yourself?
Yeah, so I think it's basically stayed around the same with me because there are times when things that were not in quarantine before quarantine we would never do, but then quarantine kicked in and we started doing some activities. But then at the same time, there's also things that you know, we get annoyed with each other, and you know, there's things that if quarantine was not there, that issue would have never come, or that problem would have never come, you know? So an example would be with school, right? So, you know, you gotta make sure everybody's quiet. It's kind of like, you know, a headache to, you know, make sure everybody's quiet around that time. So just working out all of those details and stuff, it's stayed usually about the same.
All the same. How about Sister Miriam, do you think it's the same? Of course, your mom's right next to you, so I pretty much know your answer. But
anyway. I give her total
freedom. I don't know if she's squeezing her leg there or anything. Or
I think that because we see each other more often, and like we just interact with each other more in general, I think it's actually like increased our relationship in a really good way. I think that like spending a lot of majority of my time at school and then just coming back home and just rushing to do like my homework and tend to other commitments and stuff, I don't have that much time to like spend with like my family and stuff, which was actually really like, that was one of like my, like I'd say like one of the bad things. But it's actually that's what makes quarantine like so much better, I think, is because now that I'm at home with my family like all day long, like it allows me to spend more time with them. And I think that's something that like, I think if quarantine hadn't ever happened, like I would have never like realized that like family is so important. It's very underrated, and sometimes like it gets buried within like your other commitments and stuff. But sometimes you need to realize that like your family's like always there, and like you need to and it's like they're really important part of your life. And so quarantine is that's something that quarantine has taught me, and I'm really grateful that it did.
Alhamdulillah, that was a really good answer. Mashallah, mashallah. Sister Narges, how have you felt, or what have you heard from other families, et cetera, in terms of family dynamics? Has it improved that relationship or not?
I think so. I think more speaking for myself and my family and the few that I know of, I'm finding that we're a lot more calmer with each other. Before it was just, hey, get this done, get that done, really, you know, task-oriented things. But now, like, we're taking that time to really engage and find ways to just sit and enjoy each other, not always time-bound, you know? And that used to be really a lot of challenge. So we're a lot more relaxed in our approach to each other, whereas before it was just, you know, quick kick things. We need to get this done, get that done, in and out. You know, you have this class, you have that thing to go to. You know, we brought a few games at the beginning of quarantine to just kind of, you know, connect with each other and sit and play, because it was looking very boring at the time. Mm-hmm. And just being able to, you know, sit and chill and not have to talk about anything serious at times. So I find that we're able to do that a little bit more these days. Mm-hmm. And I think for me, both working parents, we were always on a run. So that was like one of the biggest changes that I've started to appreciate, is we're a lot more calmer. As a result, you are also a better parent, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's been a big blessing for us in that sense. Yeah.
MashaAllah, very good. Okay, I want to put a little note here. I mean, it's the generation that my generation, we have, I mean, I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and a lot of brothers my age have that same thing. And it was, I'm in one of these chat groups on, you know, WhatsApp group. And one of my friends said, you know what, I realized that Allah has made something special with wives, that they could take care of kids, but I don't think men have that. You know, how do you guys deal with that? We're all kind of laughing like, yeah, it's amazing how our wives take care of these little kids. And I was telling my wife, I just, like, after 30 minutes, an hour, I have to kind of just go outside or do something else. I can't, this is so hard. And so kind of like you said, be more calmer, you know, with your family members. And I mean, a 2-year-old, 4-year-old has a special
family. Yeah. And then I don't have a very traditional family situation. Both of us work. Right now my husband is home. So he has developed a lot of patience with our 4-year-olds right now. And they spend a lot of time in the yard and gardening and all that stuff, whereas I'm at the computer and I'm taking care of the other three, their emotions, their food needs. So we had to divvy up in that sense and just kind of check in. If you cannot handle, let me know. I'll take over, that kind of thing.
Got you.
Yeah.
Got you. Let me ask, like I said, everyone's on, obviously on Zoom or whatever, you know, software you're using to do your classes, all the students here and on the youth, et cetera. And then also, you know, you're at home, you can't really go out too much. I mean, I think people are getting a little bit more lenient now on that. But how it has, you know, screen time has always been an issue with youth in general. I had a youth tell me that their screen time with their parents is actually a big problem because their parents are on their phone too much. But how has the parents, I'll go back to Sister Rhonda, how have you balanced that? Has that been an issue that they're just locked in the room and they're watching, or no?
Yes, it has been an issue because I have the older ones, they are at their bedrooms.
Yeah.
So basically I just like 5 hours pass by and I don't even hear any noise. So I go check on them. Sometimes I take some drinks and some snacks. I know they are dedicated. They are doing their classes, busy. So I try just to be a little bit giving some support. And just to ease off the too much screen time, we decided to go for a walk each night.
Allahu Akbar.
So we're blessed. We have a nice trail. We're close to the beach. Oh. So it's our bonding time together. At the same time, I want them to see nature, get off the screen, try to look at the sky, ease the pressure on their eyes. That kind of stuff that you miss by sitting at home, it's really depressing. Yeah. So I want them to take care of their academic and at the same time, take care of their mental health. So that walk every night, it's a must. And we talk, we have that little discussion. How was your day? Yeah. What the obstacles, what kind of problems you're having? Wow. So it just, for us, it has been amazing. Alhamdulillah.
That's amazing to get them. I get my kids out and out, we go, but get the whole family out. That's amazing. MashaAllah, may Allah bless you for even initiating that and doing that. Exactly. Yeah. How about Sister Nadia? How's your screen time? I don't know if you want to admit to it or not. Has that been an issue? In the family, is the parents kind of, do you think, they don't understand, you guys can't really go out? I mean, what else are you going to do? Or how do you view it? Has that been an issue at all?
It has for all of us, because now that we're all home, we're constantly like trading devices and being like, you take this, I'll take this, because we all have our times where we're all like, we need it. And then after screen time, we just, just want to take naps and get annoyed and stuff, because all day, like, our eyes are straining and we're like just doing everything online. Mm-hmm. So what me and my family like to do is we like to sit down and have a family meal, no phones, nothing. Before that, we all get in the kitchen and help my mom out with dinner. So that's kind of our thing, where we just like kind of relax for the day and unwind. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it just kind of gets a bit hectic with how much we're kind of just trying to do our own stuff while trying to like stay focused. Mm-hmm. And being able to be all like, hey, maybe I should take a break for half an hour because I've been doing this for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Very good, very good. Yeah. I mean, people are picking up, a lot of gardening and people going in the backyard. Went to Home Depot to buy a hose and everyone's like, oh, we're all sold out. I'm like, you're sold out of hoses? Like, yeah, you and everyone else wants a hose right now. I was like, I didn't realize that. I thought you can't really run out of hoses, but that's what everyone's doing. SubhanAllah. Good. I want to transition into Ibrahim. Is that one thing I wanted to ask you is that, like I said, this whole quarantine and being at home, the lockdown, especially when it first started, everyone was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to touch anything. And don't stay, 60 feet away from me, not 6 feet. And, things are kind of breaking down. It's like a thing as a pressure cooker, so much pressure. You have to kind of open out. You have to get out. Like, you have to go for the walk or you have to do something. How has your parents or your family dynamics been in terms of policies of actually having you go out? Are they really strict? Are you allowed to go out? Are you able to walk around the neighborhood or even meet up with friends? Or what policies have your parents put in? Or what have you heard from other youth?
From my side, I think my parents are a little bit more lenient. They just, want to make sure that before you leave, wash your hands, wear a mask, wear a good mask. And then when you come back, immediately go wash your hands. Even making wudu is also pretty good too. But for other people who I've spoken to, they said that their parents are a bit particular about, what they need to do and what they don't need to do. So I know some friends who can't even go out at all. And then some friends who, it's very limited on what they can do in terms of going out.
Gosh. So Sanarjas, what have you heard from other families or what have you implemented in your children going out or yourself, et cetera? Are you letting them have a little bit more freedom now or how's that been?
Mm-hmm. So I've had challenges at the beginning. My son, 19-year-old, he did want to go out a little bit more than, and we learned it hard way with him. He went out a couple of times and got sick, not COVID related, but just general being out too long. And so I did tell him, I said, we had to take it as a learning lesson. And now he slowed down. As for the girls, if I do see that their stress levels are high, then I'll say, okay, a couple of hours, be socially distant and maybe just in the car to just kind of, put some measures there. Maybe take the kids out once in a while for a drive, or I'll offer them if I'm going for a walk to the park or at the beach early in the morning time. These are some options that are there. If they take it up, great. If not, then it is limited and it is minimum at this time. But yeah, for some of them, we had to learn it the hard way. And for others, I'm just kind of gauging it. Tell me if you really have a need, we'll figure out something for you to do. But safety being first at this time, so.
Well, Sister Anna, how's it been in your family? And with not just this, or are the people that you have heard, what are they doing or how have they policy that they have?
Yeah, actually, we took it really seriously the first 2 or 3 months, as you said. I did not even do shopping. I would have the groceries come to the house, sanitize everything, make sure everything is clean. And subhanAllah, by the time it just, I think we got used to it. Somehow we're trying to keep a balance between leaving the house, staying at home. I truly believe that the kids need to be out. As I said, we mentioned the walk. The walk, basically, it's after 8:30 at night. So it's basically not that, you know, big of a crowd. It's out there. Like, for an example, today, Maryam had her friend's birthday. So we did that drive through and, you know, we gave her her gift and balloons, and they gave each other that air hug. You know, it just, you can be really practicing. Sort of, yes.
You can find ways around it.
Exactly. Just keep your social life, but keep distances. And that's the trick that some people might fail. Well, we're good to go. I think the kids are older. They know they are responsible to take care of themselves. And that's a big help, alhamdulillah. I don't need to remind them every time, wash hands or sanitize, wear your mask, stuff like that, alhamdulillah.
Just remember, so, do you think that's pretty fair? Have you been okay with that, or have you?
Yeah, I've been okay, because I understand that, like, right now we're in the middle of a health crisis, so obviously we need to, like, adhere to protocol so that we don't get risk, because not only would we get sick, like myself, but my family too, and the people around me, and I don't want to be the reason for that happening. And so you need to take that into consideration when you, like, you do go for an outing. You need to make sure that you do have your mask on, that you're sanitizing, that you're cleaning yourself. And but also realizing that, like, just because we're in quarantine, it doesn't necessarily, like, limit you, like, to the house, like, 24/7, you know what I mean? There are sometimes, like, obviously when, like, you need to go to get tasks done, maybe, like, if it's, like, as long as it's something that you can do in a safe way. And I think that should be fine. And we've been finding ways that, even though we might not have done that, like, before quarantine has kind of made us, like, think of other ways, alternatives to doing the things that we would normally do, just, like, without even thinking about, you know, being 6 feet apart and social distancing and things like that.
Yeah. I know, it's people have different standards. I mean, I was just at the park the other day, and there was a full, like, volleyball practice going on, and nobody was wearing masks, and the playground was open. Every kid was touching in on the swing. So it kind of depends. And when kids see that, they're like, you know, why can't we participate? Sometimes they might feel left out. You know, I don't know how this policy, I don't know, it gets, every area is kind of different. But anyhow, that's what I think. Hopefully, I don't know, maybe we're coming back. We're getting to that point. Maybe we're not. Who knows? Sister Nadia, how has it been within your friend circles and family, et cetera, in terms of policies of going out and so forth?
So for my family, we are very, very strict on where we go and when we go. So for us, it's always about where that we can go out, but at the times where we know that people aren't that much out. So oftentimes Saturday mornings, right after Fajr, me and Sister Nargis, we go to out on hikes in the morning, just as to maybe my parents sometimes, maybe some of my aunts and uncles. We just drive up and we go out and do hikes on Saturday mornings. Sometimes in the evening times when we know, like, hey, you know, the sun's lower, let's go for a car ride. And other times it's more of, you know, everyone's at work, you want to quickly just head out to Subway or something just to quickly grab stuff. But for my friends, we all have really strict parents. That's maybe some of the reasons why we get along, but we don't really meet up. We do a lot of phone calls, a lot of FaceTimes, a lot of Zoom calls and stuff. So for that, my social life, I don't really go out with friends. I mostly stick in with my family. I think that just taking extra precautions, but honestly, at this point, rather be safe than sorry.
You bring up a great point. I think all of you have spoke about these different points here, like walks, hikes, et cetera. That's kind of want to go to my next transition here, is that like, some families are looking, like, what is that magic thing that you are doing within your family that you find that it helped kind of make everyone at peace? And we have, you know, Sister Rhonda's talking about that walk at 8:30 at night. Sister Natty was bringing up, like, you know, that in the hike on Saturday mornings, etc. Is there something else that maybe that you're doing with your family, you found that it really works really well? Whether, like, we all play a board game, we all do this, we all do that, whatever it might be. Ibrahim, have you found anything like that kind of really helps out within your family, or any of your friends have talked about something that kind of helps, you know, bring that pressure down and helps out during this quarantine time?
Yeah, actually something very interesting is we look at old photos. I found that to be really interesting, bring back some good memories. Looking at some old photos, that was something that would, you know, it's like we all connect on that. Okay. That was a really fun thing. Also, the classic movies, you know, they always are there for backup. Yeah, so those are some things that my family does. Some of my cousins, they just could be connected together. They like to cook with each other. And then another cousin of mine, he likes to do jigsaw puzzles with his dad. So I found that to be really interesting as well.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah, some, those are things that you probably wouldn't do during quarantine time. Everyone's so busy to sit down and do a jigsaw puzzle. So it's got a good quality time that parents are having with their kids. And that's exactly kind of what we're going to hear. I don't know, Ibrahim, Maju, do you have the poll in terms of how what people said in terms of how they are, the family relationship got better or worse? Is that, are those numbers there? Can we see those polls? I know it popped up on the screen.
Yeah, let me share it.
Okay, there you go. Just want to check it really quick. So we got 60% yes, 40% the same. So, okay. So it's not directly a yes. It could have been like an increase that the people realized, hey, this is too much family. And it went back to its normal level. And over here, another question was, do you feel that you have more time to improve your relationship with the loss of Hana and your parents? During quarantine, 80% yes, alhamdulillah, that's good. And then the last question there was, have you picked up any good habits or hobbies during quarantine? We have 80%, alhamdulillah, that's good. That's called, you know, time management. You know, time is obviously something that we want to utilize as much as possible before we're in the grave one of these days. And, you know, we want to use this time that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with to doing something, you know, productive as much as possible. You know, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our situations, but definitely time is something you want to make the best use of. Before, another thing I wanted to kind of mention, to ask all of you, is that what has been the hardest, for the parents out there first, the hardest thing dealing with youth? I mean, maybe you alluded to it already, but the most difficult thing, Sister Narjis, what has that been?
For me as a parent earlier, there have been days when it's just been having to have 2 to 3 meals in a day. It's just been a very difficult task. I'm not big in the kitchen and having to work 8 hours or so. So that's been my challenge sometimes, but we've kind of mitigated it by maybe bringing food from outside once or twice in a weekday, something light sometimes. And then I think managing emotions is also something. We have the adult emotions and then we have the kids' emotions. And then sometimes they're doing well, sometimes they're doing not so well. And then because we have older kids and then we have the younger ones. So they all have different activities that they want to do. And then you have boys and girls. And, you know, if I allow something for the older child, the younger kid, the girls, they feel like, oh, it's not fair. So it's really just managing the needs of each person individually can be challenging.
That's been challenging. Are you one of those people that when you order food and you wipe every single container before it comes in the house, do you do that?
We did. Initially, everything would go in the garage. Groceries stayed in the garage for a few days too. We didn't eat. We barely started to order like a month or so ago now. So all this time, that's what I'm saying, initially it was a lot of challenge, 2 to 3 meals per day, and everybody has a different taste and different flavors. And so, but not anymore. We've kind of, you know, cooled off a little bit and still keep it as minimal as possible.
Yeah. We're still doing that. We're still Cloroxing every package that comes to the door and every doorknob and doorbell that one rings the doorbell. So we're still in that state. My wife is more on that note. I kind of disagree with her, but we have different methods, if you will, in our house about the wiping of disinfecting chaos, if you will. But anyhow, Sister Rhonda, what do you have you think are other moms that you've talked to the hardest thing in terms of dealing with you?
Yeah, she mentioned the 3 meals a day. We do have the same here. Our day basically starts at Fajr time.
Yeah,
so wake up all the girls, we pray, and then we start our day by alhamdulillah, the prayer, the Quran, and then everybody goes to their rooms and they start their schooling sessions. I think the most challenging part is just being at home, being away from their friends. Mm. That caused a little bit of, what do you call it? It's like, is socially, they don't want to leave the house anymore. Mm-hmm. I have one of my girls, I'm not going to mention names. It's not Maryam anyway. she doesn't want to leave the house. I had a tough time with her just sitting in a car going for a drive.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we had to go with that and assure for her that you're going to be safe. You're not going to get sick. I think it just the whole COVID issue just had a big impact on the kids' mental health. We have to assure to them that things will be okay, things will improve. Yeah. We're heading into the right directions. You're gonna be fine. I know, dealing with the uncertainty, it's not easy. But we have to have hope and be optimistic and look to the bright side and always say that things will improve, things will get better. We have to work for it, but we have to believe that things will get better, inshallah. And alhamdulillah, by having our family meetings, we have discussions, like whatever you have on mind, just to throw it there. We're not going to be judging you. Speak up your mind. You're going to give them that, green pass. It's like, don't be shy. Don't be hesitating not to communicate with us. Even if you want to criticize us, I'm fine because I'm not perfect. And sometimes like I go crazy. Mm-hmm. It's like, I have to take care of everything myself. And you guys are not helping much. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, we communicate, we discuss, alhamdulillah. We share our thoughts and we try to work on improving for inshallah next time.
Sister Rhonda, you have a very unique family dynamics I'm learning. I really want to dig a little bit deeper. How do you manage those family meetings? I mean, that looks pretty formal. How is that actually done? How do you conduct it? And what is it like?
My husband is very, very nice and he's good with attracting the girls with topics. And once you, I know that having teens talking to you is not easy, but somehow when they start to communicate and open up and we give them that green light, it's like, go for it. We're not going to judge you. And they start speaking to you, they offload and we try to work things together. He is the good guy. Usually I am the evil bad guy. So yep.
Good cop, bad cop. Oh,
so
no.
Yeah.
That's not a good analogy anymore.
Turn to their dad. It's like, daddy, no, my mom is so hard, my mom is so tough.
Oh,
but
wow.
At the end of the day we work things out, alhamdulillah. And they know
how often do you do those meetings? Is it every night? Is it once a week?
Oh, we used to do it like twice a month, but with the quarantine now we do it like every week.
Yeah.
Oh wow, mashallah.
Yeah, because we have more time on hands.
Yeah.
And sometimes we have that movie night, classical movies. My husband is crazy about cowboys, so we have those country stuff going on, and we have to adjust to each one's taste.
Yeah,
we're trying to work things out. Maybe.
Mashallah, that is great. Yeah. Any other family does that? Does anyone do anything like that? From Sister Nardis, Sister Nadia.
I've kind of become a bit casual about it, or do the family circles as needed these days, because kids are a little bit older. But I've noticed in my experience that it's a really good time to connect. We used to start with a lot of social time, maybe, having a breakfast or just light conversations. Now I take it more as once in a while, unofficially, if we happen to be sitting down, hey, what's going on? How's everybody doing? Just lightly check in. If I did it several times during quarantine time because things were changing at the beginning, and then when people went back to school or during beginning of summertime, just to kind of check in with everybody. But I find that it's a very useful time. It's just being able to keep up with it, bringing everybody on the table can get challenging sometimes with different age kids.
So Sanandu or Brother Ibrahim, do you guys do any of that? Any of your family does that, or you know anyone else that do that?
For me and my family, lunch times a lot, just me, my mom, my sister, and occasionally my dad. Mm-hmm. So that's the time where we're all like, okay, on Fridays, especially right after Jumma, we like sit down and we eat all together as a family. That's kind of when we air out our problems, we make jokes, we have all that like fun time. And I think that's really helpful for us because I remember at the beginning, before quarantine started, all these past years, we're kind of all like, whoever's in the kitchen, when you have time, go have your meal. And then we really did not connect as a family. I think mm-hmm. like being able to have that lunch, we've actually gotten really close and our family dynamics have gotten a lot better because we understand each other better. So I think that was really helpful for us.
Good, mashallah, that's awesome. Yeah, this is some great notes. Those families out there hopefully are watching and listening in. You know, take note of that. I mean, I think that's, communication is always good in all things, you know, as long as it's done with etiquettes and mannerism, especially between husband and wife. Husband and wife sometimes don't have time to even talk to each other. So it's great. We're on another step forward where the whole family is actually dialoguing together. Well, that's amazing. That's great. To hear. Those who are out there listening on live right now, if you do something like that, can you share it with us? You just say, yes, we do that with our family. You can put it on Zoom in the chat box there, or if you're on YouTube or Facebook, go ahead and inshallah tell. We have people are watching the comments there. I'd love to know if other families are doing that. So one thing I asked about the parents, you know, what was the hardest thing you had dealing with the youth? I want to switch it back to the youth now. It seems that you guys eat a lot. That's what I've learned from the parents. You know, you guys need to cut back on your eating. But anyhow, fasting maybe on Monday and Thursdays or something, inshallah ta'ala. But Ibrahim, what is the toughest thing you have experienced or you heard from other youth in terms of that dealing with the parents during this quarantine time? What are you smiling about? Why did you start smiling?
Could you repeat the question again?
Is someone tickling you? No, I was asking is that what is the most difficult thing that you think youth are dealing with their parents during this quarantine time?
I think it's just trying to, it's like a roommate, you know, you have to work out stuff with each other's needs.
Okay.
You know, because sometimes my mom, she'll want things in certain places and, you know, she'll want things done a certain way, and then I'll want it done in a certain way, and it's just trying to figure out where we can reach an agreement. So communication is key.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so that's hard to kind of dealing with that. Roommate example is actually, your analogy is really interesting. I never thought about that. But okay, we'll keep that one there. How about Sister Nadia?
For me, it's just kind of, like as a family, we're supposed to have our own responsibilities and the family responsibilities. And sometimes, like for me, especially me and my sister, we're both in college now. So we have a lot of like schoolwork where we're like constantly in the room, constantly thing. And when we come downstairs to come help out, like we're like bombarded, like, you didn't do this today, you didn't do that today. Like you should have helped out more. It's all like, there's only so much we can do because we're constantly like trying to keep up with our grades and then trying to keep up with family life and then trying to have our own like time, but it kind of gets a lot and frustrating on both sides because at the end of the day we both need help and we both need alone time, and just being stuck in the house really just doesn't help with that.
Yeah, I think there's a psychology issue when people think that they're at home, that oh, you're here, you should be doing something. But no, I'm taking classes, I'm actually on my computer. I think husband and wife have the issue because we're working at home, but then like, oh, can you wash the dishes? Like, no, I'm supposed to be working right now, you know. And so that psychology of your home, that okay, you're in the building, you know, you're supposed to be helping out, whatever the case may be, but it's kind of, oh no, hold on, they're technically in their little school zone, if you will, and that's kind of hard to kind of get that that idea, understanding what kids are doing. Sister Mariam, sorry, I want to ask you about your own parents, but what have you heard from other youth, if you will, in terms of the hardest thing they're dealing with their parents?
I think with their parents, a big problem I've been hearing, at least from on my end, from the people that I've been in contact with recently, is probably just adding on to what Nadia said about balancing schedules, because this is a new experience for all of us, obviously, and, you know, just figuring out how, like, we can fit in, like, work, family time, school, and things like that. I think just trying to, like, understand that, like, we each have, like, our own responsibilities, and that, like, we have to make room for, like, we need to understand that we need, like, time to just for ourselves to, like, wind down and not really, like, just, yeah, just time to ourselves, basically. But I think also, like, making the time, also finding the time to tend to other, to those, like, family responsibilities, like chores, things like that, just helping out, and, like, because then again, like, you are in the same house, and, you know, you should at least contribute in some way or form. So I think just finding time to tend to, like, family and the house in general, I think that would probably be, like, one of the biggest challenges I've heard.
Give me a picture. How long are you on your computer, like, from a normal school day? Is it from...
Oh, my God. I'm going to say, okay, my longest day would probably be from, like, 7 in the morning to about 12:30.
Okay. And that's a high school schedule that you're on right now, right?
Yeah.
Wow. And that's full, like, straight, or a couple breaks in between, I think, or something like that?
No, actually, we don't. Oh. If we do have breaks, it's at most, like, 5 to 7 minutes in between, just to, like, transition, like, hop on from one Zoom call to another, things like that. But it's barely any time to grab a snack or anything. So,
wow.
That's why when I go and check on her, so yeah. See what she's doing. You need some snacks, water, juice. Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, same here. Wow. Also with the Zoom calls, for me, I don't have a zero period, so. And I also don't have a first period, which is amazing because I get to sleep more. It's usually from like 8:30 to 12:30 straight. Alhamdulillah, I have some really nice teachers who let us out a few minutes early so we can go grab a snack or something. But what's, AP classes and honors classes, usually they take up the entire schedule, so there's not enough time to do anything.
Wow. So, Nadia, what's your schedule kind of look? I know you're at OCC, is that right? Or Golden?
For me, so I've been blessed. I've been given the option to either do arranged classes or Zoom classes. So this was my first.
I thought you were going to say arranged marriage. Okay, good. Alhamdulillah. No, arranged classes or Zoom classes. Good, good.
Yeah, so arranged classes pretty much mean like they just post a bunch of assignments online. They set up where we're able to do it starting Monday mornings and just do Sunday nights. But for me, what I didn't like account for was all the self-teaching that goes into that. Mm-hmm. So it takes more time for me to have like, rather than having a Zoom class, it takes more time than that for me because I'm teaching myself all the content. And it's kind of hard because like my parents come in, I have my textbook open on the laptop, and then I have to submit everything on the laptop. And, like, I'm taking notes and that's all they're seeing. So they're like, kind of like, is this a bunch of unnecessary stuff? Like, if it's there, you just read it and you do it. And it's kind of hard for them to understand, like, hey, actually, this is a lot more than it looks like, you know, trying to put the puzzle pieces together and stuff. So for me, my normal schedule is I try to get started. So in the mornings from around like 7 or 8-ish, I'm doing housework. So, you know, helping clean up the kitchen, you know, getting ready for the day. Then from 9 to around 12, I'm doing math homework. And then from 12 to about 2 o'clock, I'm helping my mom in the kitchen, making lunch and stuff. And then I finish my homework until about 6. And when I'm doing my homework and stuff, the whole thing is online. And then 6, I'm outside in the backyard with the kids. And then I'm, you know, helping my mom in the kitchen. And then I do homework for another 2 hours before I go to sleep. So that's a lot of screen time for me.
Yeah, that is. May Allah make it easy for you guys. Yeah, it's definitely tough on all of us. I think everyone is going through it. And that's why.
Yeah, same here. Sorry, but a lot of the stuff is videos that teachers make, which is really nice of them. But they make videos and things like that. So it the screen time just builds up. Before, it was just like a few hours on the screen time, you know, occasionally you type up a document, submit it online, but now it's like everything is online. Mm-hmm. So I try my best to, you know, include like 15 to 20 minute short breaks in between like hours or 2 hours, you know, get up and start doing all those stuff. At the beginning of quarantine, I noticed that like having a bad posture with doing all that stuff is really bad. You don't like, it starts to really take a toll on your body. And so I started to really focus on, you know, different stuff that to improve that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think all of us are kind of dealing with that, that sitting down all day long, subhanAllah. Yeah. Like I said, may Allah make it easy for all of us. I mean, ya Rabbi al-Alamin. Last question I want to kind of give you, and then we'll get a little bit open form that you guys, say whatever you want to kind of say for your last and words for tonight and any advice you want to give to other parents or other youth out there. But one thing I want to talk about more on the spiritual sense, where we're talking about a lot of academic things, family dynamics. One thing with youth, you know, sometimes we're so busy, or the youth are so busy at a school that, you know, dhuhr sometimes gets pushed to after you get home from school, and then asr sometime you're in the middle of, you know, going home and then, you know, eating a snack or you know, lunch, whatever the case may be. And so spirituality sometimes could get really affected with your normal school routine. And since you're now at home, you would think, I mean, after listening to your schedules, but you would think that, yes, you know, there's time for the break now. There's nobody watching you if you're putting your foot in the sink or whatever you might be doing, right? You could go and you could pray in your corner of your home. You don't have to worry about any type of awkwardness might be in the public. And then, of course, you're in the house for Asr, then Maghrib, and, you know, of course, Aisha, of course, for Fajr, you start your day. So, in turn, and then you have your, hopefully, some time for either reading Quran or you listen to a lecture or some type of another spiritual type of, you know, benefit you can get from all the academic work and screen time. How have you guys, in terms of your spiritual sense, getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or increasing on your ibadah, whatever that is, that, you know, maybe you're praying more your sunnahs now because you don't have to run back and get to class or do something else. How has that been? I mean, I think I'll start with Sister Maryam. Have you, or also, my question is for you, but your friends also, do you think they got more, quote unquote, religious, more practicing during this time? Or do you think it's almost, it's been the same or a decline?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's played a really, like, it's been like really, I think overall spirituality has gone up. Then again, because, you know, we're at home and you have a lot of time to yourself, and so you get to plan out how you want to divide your time. And I think even if it's just like small acts, whether it be like tasbih, like right after salah, or things like that. So even because, then again, like, I think a lot of people tend to just assume that because we're staying at home all day long, we have a lot of time, but we're actually bombarded with a lot more work than we do like in person. Mm-hmm. So we got to take that into consideration, but also the fact that we are at home and we do have, like, you know, the space, it's not as awkward, and it's just, we're more comfortable. And I think also outside of, you know, like the, those acts of worship, like prayer, you know, reading the Quran and things like that, also just taking the time to reflect. I know, especially because this year's Ramadan was completely different. We didn't get to go to in-person Taraweeh. We had to do it at home. And I think just spending the time, the day while you're fasting, you know, all that spare time, for at least for me personally, I spent so much time reflecting. And I feel like this year was one of my, like, most favorite Ramadans ever, because I've realized so many things that I feel like if, you know, this had been just like another Ramadan, I wouldn't have gotten as much out of it as I did from this year. So I'm so grateful that, you know, we did spend Ramadan during quarantine. And there are a lot of, yes, there are like a lot of, you know, cons that came, you know, we weren't able to spend time with like friends and family during Ramadan, especially, and Eid afterwards. But I think everything happens for a reason. And of course, it's all in Allah's hands. So, just making the most out of it, you know, just at least finding like 5 to 10 minutes at least daily and building those habits so that they can become embedded in your character even after quarantine ends.
Definitely. Great, great. Sister Narges, I know this question for the youth, but have you seen that in your children? Have they, you felt like they maybe became more practicing? I mean, of course, the thing, the parents are home, so they could get you the, hey, throw her time, it's also time. But have you seen that? Is it kind of the same?
I do struggle as a parent because I obviously want them to be doing more and more each time. So that's the struggle that I go through. But I really just try to gauge based on where each person is at in their journey and just support them through that. During prayer times, I'll announce it. We're ready to do it. If you're available, let's do it as a family. So, you know, we try hard at least one prayer to catch together as a family, but not all of it. Sometimes I'll just say, if you're ready, let's get on. Otherwise, please catch it at your time. So there's a little bit of stability in that sense. We've started to do a book club. And then one of the things that I really like for our family and we've been doing consistently is we have a dua book and it's in English. So literally whenever we get a chance, we'll read through a few pages of it. And it really just brings... it's very practical. It's in English. I could be doing it in Arabic, but I want it to be related to the kiddos. So I'll do small things like that. If we're sitting together and I run into a nice little quote or a hadith or a surah or a meaning, like we'll point it out to each other. So those are some small ways for us to learn new things. I'm still struggling, but what I want to tell the kids is if they can find something very small to implement in their daily life right now, that is going to increase their deen and their knowledge. Like that's something that, you know, I want them to be doing, you know, even if it's a minute of a video clip, a YouTube video clip or something. Right. That's what I'm trying to implement right now.
Yeah. I mean, this is most important because the thing with screen time, I mean, how many you're learning. And then, like I said, if you're back on Netflix or you're watching a lot of things, you can't go out. That could be very damaging to the heart, right, and the soul itself if you're not balancing out with some type of spirituality. And that's even with the parents also, you know, and just working and then just, you know, et cetera. And so you got to really have that spiritual balance and just in your life in general, whether we're in quarantine or not. And so I was wondering how the kids how the youth are doing. So, Ibrahim, how has that been with you? Do you think that's improved in yourself or not yourself, but also like, once again, all other friends that you know, or is it kind of the same?
I think it's gotten better because we now have more time and we don't have any excuses for not. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. We don't have any excuses for not missing a prayer anymore. And I think also we can pray our sunnahs, you know, take time instead of, you know, quickly doing it. There's a lot more quality to the prayer.
Mashallah, mashallah. Very good, very good. How about Sister Nadia? How have you felt in that or with your friends, et cetera?
For spiritual-wise, I feel like I've gotten a lot closer and my iman has, like, strengthened a lot. Because, like, with being home, I think I have more time to educate like myself. For me, since I come from a family that does not speak Arabic, does not really have that kind of background, it's really important on me like to educate. Like reading Quran is one thing, reading the Quran is one thing, but understanding what it truly says, I think I have had like the opportunity now to finally like go in and understand and be like, hey, this is like looking at the significant parts. Not only that, but like, we have started every Tuesdays and Thursdays, just us women, we go out in the backyard and we read from a dua book and another book that was written, you know, like from a woman's point of view, saying things like taking out hadith and how it applies to us, trying to kind of be like, so this is why. So we've gotten a lot of intellectually smarter spiritually.
That makes sense. That's good. You guys implemented that. Last thing, and we have like a couple minutes left here. I'm going to go to like a little bit of a lightning round here, maybe a 20 seconds each here. For the youth, I want you to give one piece of advice during this quarantine time that you could give to them and the parents. If you give one piece of advice to other parents out there that you would like to give during these times, what would that be? So once again, I'll start with Sister Nadia. What would that be?
For us kids, especially since our parents are probably working and asking for a lot of help with technology, just be patient. Try not to get mad when they keep on asking the same exact questions. So that's just my piece of advice.
MashaAllah. Ibrahim.
I think a pretty important thing to do during quarantine is to find yourself busy, because the more busy things you do, the more stuff you can do in your schedule, and the less you feel lazy and you feel like you're doing every day counts, you know.
Very good. And that's like one of the questions, like, have you learned a new habit? Because one thing the scholars said, if you don't keep yourself busy, the shaitan will keep you busy. And so he'll give you something, you know, you start clicking away on some websites or some, you know, scrolling away on your phone, next, you know, hours could pass by and they could, you know, take you down the wrong alley, if you will. So yeah, definitely keep yourself positive. Sister Rhonda, what would you say to give advice to parents out there?
Yeah, actually communication is the key. You're going to communicate with your kids. You're going to always check on them. Dialogue is important. You have to, even if they don't answer you, just keep on talking to them and eventually they will open up. Right. And of course you have to be patient. Just patience. Sometimes it's tough to handle, you know, going through teenage time or small kids or whatever age you have. They all have their own challenges. So you're going to be patient. You're going to take a deep breath and then you go for it and count to 10 and things will be okay, inshallah.
Inshallah. Counting to 10. Okay, those moms and parents out there, use the counting to 10 rule. If you get over to 11, you're in trouble. So hopefully you can count by 10. Sister Miriam, what would you say to the youth out there?
I think just making the most out of the situation, whether it be through, as Ibrahim mentioned, spending your time wisely, because this is probably going to be something that we might not ever experience. Maybe this is a once in a lifetime experience, inshallah, hopefully. But then again, because this is probably like going to happen once in our entire lives, in our entire lifetime, just spending the time wisely that Allah has blessed us with, and then taking that opportunity to strengthen bonds with, to strengthen your iman and your faith, and strengthen your bonds with your family and friends, because while we are apart, we're together. And so, and always like, and of course, bonds with the community, making sure that we maintain those ties, because as soon as quarantine is over, like, it's just, yeah.
Mashallah, very good. Yeah, definitely. And that's why MYG is here. Alhamdulillah, we have our board members here. We're trying to put out, you know, good programming for all of you. And I'm hearing small talk, inshallah, with the masjid going to be opening up slowly. So we'll hopefully try to get some more events going on at the masjid. Maybe still 6 feet apart and wearing our masks, but at least you could come out there, kind of see each other, and we could benefit each other, inshallah. So definitely look for our upcoming programs. Sister Nargis, what will be your advice?
I think both for parents and youth, that COVID is really bigger than all of us. Lot of uncertain times. And I think that we as a Muslim ummah are supposed to be reflective of these times. Allah often says in the Quran, you know, those who understand, those who reflect, those who ponder. So I think that these are times that are teaching us to be that way, to kind of macro, you know, think. And be able to trust in the unseen, you know, and trust the Lord who is doing all this. So for me, it's been a very reflective time in that sense.
Oh, yeah, we definitely know everything happens for a reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the controller of all things. Things are not happening, you know, spontaneously or without purpose, you know. And it's us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna min usra, that indeed with hardship comes ease. And that's something that we believe in. Nasr bi sabr, right? Victory comes with patience. And so alhamdulillah, you know, it's all a purifying state for us that we're being home or reflecting exactly what you said on that situation, how powerful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that even with all our military power and bombs and airplanes and guns and whatever you might say, soldiers, that we can't stop this small little virus that you can barely even see with a microscope. And that kind of hopefully humbles ourselves and understand who really controls all around us and who to turn to that's controlling everything. And then of course, that is our creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Really thank all of you for alhamdulillah, over a little bit of time for participating. I think it was a good dialogue, a good conversation. I think we learned a lot, definitely how different families are have different dynamics and what they're using to, you know, get them through this situation. And like I said, we're all going through this, and with our school and our work and family dynamics, and alhamdulillah, very beautiful to see what, you know, all different families are doing and the advices that people have given. I think there was a comment on Facebook, they said that some families are playing board games together. That's good, alhamdulillah. Even though it's a game, still family is there. I think it might be better than watching a movie, but nonetheless, you know, everyone's kind of participating, at least they're talking and joking, et cetera. And that's great. That's beautiful. And especially the times that we're in where families are breaking down, they don't spend time with each other. Like we mentioned, on all of you guys mentioned that the family relationship has increased in for the most part, alhamdulillah. That's beautiful. So we thank all of you, Sister Nardis, mm-hmm. Sister Nadia, Sister Ron, Sister Maryam, Brother Ibrahim, mashallah. May Allah bless all of you and bless your families. And as we go out, hopefully out of this quarantine, that Allah gets you out safely. At the end, we'll make dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Kareem, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, to send you peace and blessings on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you unto Shafi, you're the one that gives cure. We ask you give us a cure for the sickness and protect us from it, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Alamashi marudana, walham marutani, Ya Kareem, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Rabbana la tuakhidna inna sina awakfana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltuhu ala ladina min qablina. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين المغفر لنا وارحمنا واعف عنا يا كريم يا رب العالمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بارك الله فيكم. May Allah bless all of you and hopefully all your families are doing well at home. Hope you benefited from this program. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it from us. And please tune in next Friday for the next MYG program. Take care. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.